Casey.
Yes.
You're on with Susan. What's your question?
Hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.
I'm basically wondering if a certain guy that I met is the man that I'm going to marry.
Wow. Oh, that's a big, heavy-duty question. Just tell me, what does he have to do with coins? Because as soon as you mentioned the guy I met, I see coins.
Coins?
Mm-hmm.
Like foreign coinage? Or
I don't know. They just look like coins. I mean, it could have to do with a parking meter, or he could be a banker.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, but when he was over at my house, he did pick up a coin that was from his
there you go.
Country that I had in a little jar.
Oh, and he's from another country.
Uh-huh.
And that's the coin connection. Thank you for clarifying that. I don't always know until the client weighs in with her opinion.
Sure. That's the only thing that I can think of.
Well, no, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. And that would kind of put it all together for me. It's kind of like I wouldn't get a hit at all on him if he weren't important.
Okay.
Does his name start with an M?
No.
What's his name?
Paul.
Okay, do you have an M man?
An M.
Or is his last name with an M? Because I'm definitely
no.
getting a big M. Okay.
No.
So here we have the coin that matches and the M that doesn't. So it kind of makes me think, well, this guy is important for a while, but maybe not the ultimate. For one thing, are you like multi-generational American? I mean, have you been here for a long time?
Yes.
Okay. That can make a difference. You may discover down the road that there are too many differences between you, and that's kind of what I'm feeling. It just feels like he would be great for an intense and good relationship for now. I would say go for it, but I don't feel like he's forever.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Casey.
Look for that Mr. M.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
you.
Good luck.
See you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hello, Ashley.
Yes, ma'am.
You're on with Susan. What's your question?
My question is, I'm at Fort Eustis right now. I'm an active soldier in the Army, and I will be finishing my school in about 4 weeks. I wanted to see if there was any way possible if you could see me in the United States stationed mm-hmm. somewhere or mm-hmm. if I am overseas. Possible.
I knew that's what you were going to ask. All right, you don't have your orders yet?
I don't.
Okay. First of all, I just want to say thank you very much for serving our country. I really appreciate
yes.
it personally. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of our men and women in uniform. For you, I'm getting that sparkle, that kind of chill that feels like good news for you. It just feels
really?
Like good news. Yeah, I really feel. And there's a reason. It's like if they're going to station you stateside, it feels like I hate to say this, but it's like you wouldn't pass a test or you would maybe have a minor injury that would keep you from going overseas. So good news, bad news, but it doesn't sound like such bad news that you would be overly disappointed. You'd go, well, this isn't all that great, but hey, at least I get to stay home. So that's what I'm feeling for you, and I wish you great luck.
Well, thank you, ma'am, and I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for calling, and let us know what happens. Keep us posted.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She's so polite.
Very lovely manners and such a nice accent.
So polite. We are on the line. We are in the studio with us. Psychic Susan K. Morrow is with us. Go to her website, susankmorrow.com, and that link is on my site at yourtimewithkim.com, and grab her book. It's great. I love it. It's like the magic eight ball of books.
It's awesome.
You flip through it and you
ask a question.
Yeah. And then you flip open to the page and it's really amazing how accurate it is. Casey and I play with it for hours sometimes.
And that's what everybody who gets it, who tells me, that I have a chance to talk to, that's what they all say. They're I couldn't believe it.
Well, it's like having you in their pocket.
Right, right. Yeah. And actually, that book it's only available online. I wanted to say hi to my mm-hmm. friend Rita in Denver, because I know she's listening. Hi, Rita. But she reminded me to tell people that it's only available online right now. You can get it on Amazon. And it has its own website. It's called GetTheMessageBook.com.
Okay, GetTheMessageBook.com.
Yeah.
Because it is a message book.
It's a message book. It's full of messages. And you can even find out on that website how to get your own channeled message from me.
Ooh,
yeah,
awesome.
Very
okay.
Cool.